John Russell, 24th of August, 2005.
All right, wartime memories from John Russell. I was a member of the messenger group for the ARP during the war. I delivered communications from ARP posts to other sectors in the town. The C sector, of which my father was chief air raid warden, was under B. Hepworths and Co. offices in Coventry Street. Another sector headquarters was next to the Tin Church in South Street, and that was E section. My dad, as I've mentioned already, was head warden of C sector. Captain Cook, who lived in Mason Road, was chief warden for the whole of Kidderminster, and all communications came directed to him and from him to distribute round the different sectors. My father was lectured all the different sectors, and he would go to the ARP school, which was in Fairfield in Gloucestershire, and it was run by the Home Office, and it was a school for instructors on new procedures, which enabled them then to go out into their own towns and give the lectures to the different groups. Also, they had film shows which were held on some Sundays at the Central Cinema in Oxford Street, and that was giving information on unexploded bombs and other techniques, including rescue and also making bombs safe. There was a plane spotter's post at the top of Hoo Road in a house on the right-hand side, which was supposedly built by the German prisoners in World War I. I went with Ernie Richards, who was one of the wardens, and all aircraft were logged and identified and information passed to headquarters. There was another post on Clent Hills. I remember bombs being dropped at Hercote behind the houses in Baldwin Road. Also one in Agborough, which we thought the plane was trying to hit the railway sidings by the wooden bridge. Another at Harry Cheshire School, reportedly because light reflected from the windows of the school. There was also one more at Starport by the railway lines just before the train entered the tunnels at Burlish. An oil bomb was dropped there. In Brinton Park there was a galvanised building in which was named the Bomb Hut. It trained wardens to put out fires if they came across a building on fire. The fires were lit inside this structure, and they would then have a team to eliminate the fire and make it safe. The fires were started in furniture that was placed inside to resemble a room in a house, and the wardens would put it out. After the fire was out, the side of the hut was lowered to let the smoke disperse before it was reassembled for the next warden. And this used to happen on a Sunday from about 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Also there was a shed which enabled to do a gas mask test. And what it was, a capsule was used to generate the gas into which the wardens would walk through. As they passed through, they would ease the side of the gas mask away from their face so they could smell the gas to recognise it if it was ever used. Blessings in disguise, some trains from other regions, mainly the LMS, were diverted through Kidderminster when the rail systems were bombed. The train spotters enjoyed this as they saw some engines they would not normally see. Some of the firefighters in Kidderminster were sent to fight fires in Birmingham, Coventry and London at the height of the Blitz. There were air raid shelters constructed in different parts of the town for the public use in the case of an air raid. One was on the site at the front of Cheshire's in Coventry Street, and also there was one under the old retail market in High Street. Trenches were dug in different parts of Kidderminster, and I remember the trenches were dug in the grounds of King Charles Grammar School in Bewdley Street for the students to use in the case of air raids. At different parts of the town there were static water tanks or emergency water supplies erected for the use of fighting fires. One was in St George's Park and others locations in the town. Holy Trinity Convent, the Reverend Mother Paul and all the nuns were trained in firefighting and air raid precautions to help save the school if needed. There was a searchlight battery and barrage balloon next to Adams's carpets, which were outside the Land Oak, and that was there and operated for quite a considerable time. There not only were there ARP wardens, but there were also fire watchers, which were enabled to assist putting out fires, namely by incendiary bombs, and they were taught to help the wardens in controlling outbreaks. That, at the moment, is as far as I can go.
That was John Russell recording his wartime memories at his house on the 24th of August 2005 on a Wednesday.